Southwark News, Thursday, February 2nd, 2017. 15-year-old on trial for murder. Teenage rapper was stabbed at party. An aspiring Peckham rapper was fatally stabbed with a Rambo-style knife at a party that got out of control, a court heard. It is alleged that a boy aged 15 murdered Leonandro Osimeke, a.k.a. Shoki, on August the 5th, a week after his 16th birthday. The Old Bailey heard on January 25th that the defendant struck Mr. Osimeke twice with the blade, as he walked into the packed hallway of a townhouse in Colgrave Road, Peckham. Mr. Osimeke then staggered outside, where he collapsed and died. Prosecuting barrister Lisa Wilding told the jury, "The invite went viral. Witnesses estimate that between 100 and 200 people attended. By about 7:15 p.m., the party had become noisy and was spilling out onto the road, and local residents made calls to the police about disturbances being caused generally by the party." Ms. Wilding added, "The prosecution alleged that the defendant murdered him, that he stabbed him deliberately twice. Those two blows were deliberate and with force, and into his chest area. One of them pierced his heart. The defendant accepts that he stabbed Shoki. Your task will be to decide whether in doing so he was acting in a situation which it was or may have been necessary to defend himself." The trial continued on Thursday, with two teenage girls describing what they saw to the jury. One young girl, who cannot be named, said Mr. Osimeke repeatedly tried to get to his feet as his friends begged him to stay on the ground until an ambulance arrived. "I saw drops of blood everywhere. People were recording him for Snapchat," the girl said. "His friends were screaming and crying, begging him to stay alive. His eyes kept going to the back of his head. I knew he was dead. His chest wasn't moving, and he looked cold." The other witness said she heard shouting and saw people pushing and shoving in the hallway before noticing Mr. Osimeke moving back towards the door. "I saw the person who was getting targeted. I saw an arm moving forward," she said. "I saw something going towards the person, but I wasn't sure what it was, something like a black glove. That's when the person backed out. When the person was outside, he pointed out, he got stabbed." Doctors performed open-heart surgery on Mr. Osimeke at the scene, but he was pronounced dead an hour later at 8:45 p.m. It is claimed the 15-year-old defendant admitted carrying out the stabbing before escaping out of the back garden. The 15-year-old defendant denies murder. The trial continues.